If you're an expert in the world of intellectual property, you already know it is a very crowded space. So how do you go from being just another smart person in the room to being the go-to authority? Well, that's what we're going to break down today. We're using a fantastic white paper from the IP Business Academy as our guide to show you exactly how to stand out. Let's get into it. Okay, let's just start with the most important question of all. This is the one that really gets to the heart of your entire practice. When you think about it, in a sea of really competent professionals, what makes you the absolute definitive choice for a client for this problem right at this moment? Answering this one question clearly, well, that's the difference between thriving and just getting by. And here's the thing, the answer isn't just about being a better expert, it's about being a better positioned expert. Your strategic position, that's the foundation for a practice that's not just successful, but sustainable. It's what determines how clients find you, why they decide to trust you, and how much value they see in your work. So let's unpack what that really truly means. First things first, we've got to understand the landscape we're playing in. The IP market is, you know, incredibly crowded. And that brings up a really specific challenge, the danger of becoming just another commodity. You see, this crowded market basically forces you to make a choice. Down one path, you're the commoditized expert. You're always competing on price, and your services, they feel kind of interchangeable with everyone else's. But on the other path, you're the positioned expert. You compete on distinct value, and you solve the specific, high-stakes problems that the best clients are actively looking for. And the difference isn't just marketing, it's your entire business model. These four realities, they really show us exactly why positioning isn't just a nice-to-have anymore. First, how clients make decisions has totally changed. It starts online way before they ever even think about contacting you. Second, all your technical genius is kind of useless unless you can connect it directly to business results. Third, being clearly different is your only real defense against a race to the bottom on price. And finally, and this is a big one, a tight focus is actually the fastest way to build widespread trust. Which, of course, brings us to the solution. If the market is this big, confusing ocean, then think of your positioning as your strategic compass. It guides every single decision you make. So let's get really precise here for a second. The white paper defines positioning as the art and discipline of deciding how you want to be seen by a very specific audience. It's not an accident. It's a deliberate choice you make about who you're going to serve and which problems you are going to absolutely own in the market. I just love this metaphor. Positioning isn't some internal mission statement you hang on the wall. It's a communication architecture. It literally provides the blueprint for everything you say and do out in the world, from what you post on LinkedIn to how you run your client meetings. It makes sure everything you do is telling the same powerful story. So, what's the payoff? What does a strong position actually do for you? Well, for starters, it narrows your focus so you become memorable. It connects what you do to the results clients actually care about, which creates a super clear path for them to find you and hire you. It lines up your reputation with real, verifiable proof. And ultimately, it turns what you know, your intellectual capital, into who you know and who trusts you, your relational capital. And that's how you build a real career. Okay, so how do we actually build this kind of position for ourselves? It all starts with a disciplined framework. And that framework is built on a few core principles. And this part is so key. You know, great positioning isn't just about having good gut instincts. It's about turning that intuition into a repeatable, structured system that you can actually rely on to grow your practice day in and day out. Let's look at a few of the most powerful principles. The second principle is a total game changer, client centricity. This means you stop talking about your services and you start talking about their world. What's their mission? What are their budget constraints? Their KPIs? The moment you do this, you instantly shift from being just another vendor to becoming a trusted strategic advisor. It changes everything. All right, next up, principle four, evidence before claims. Look, we live in a world that is just saturated with noise. Proof is the only thing that cuts through. So instead of just saying you're a leader, you show it. You show it with case studies, with hard numbers, with content you've published on trusted platforms. This is how you build trust that goes way beyond your personal network. Now this one is so powerful because it feels completely backward at first. Focused exclusion. Deciding what you don't do is every bit as important as deciding what you do. Seriously, saying no to opportunities that aren't a perfect fit, it signals confidence, it sharpens your focus, and it actually ends up attracting more of the exact work you really want. So we've covered the what and the why. Now, let's get really practical and talk about the how. How do you actually build this strategy for yourself? It's a structured process, not just guesswork. You start with an audit. You look back at your past successes to find where you deliver the most value. From there, you build a narrative, your core story. That story then fuels a consistent content plan. And finally, you use clear metrics to track what's working and adapt. It's a deliberate cycle of doing, learning, and refining. And that content plan comes to life through a coordinated ecosystem. This isn't about just posting randomly on social media. No, it's about using interconnected platforms like LinkedIn, blogs, podcasts to tell one consistent story, building your authority and recognition with a steady, reliable rhythm. When you follow this path, it leads you to the absolute pinnacle of this whole approach, a formal model that actually systematizes positioning for market leadership. It's called the IP Subject Matter Expert Model. So here's the core definition. The IP Subject Matter Expert Model is where everything we've been talking about comes together. It combines deep specialization, real evidence, and a consistent communication rhythm, all to build a distinct, authoritative identity inside of a trusted ecosystem. And here's the best part. As an IP subject matter expert, you are not expected to build all this authority by yourself. You get access to a full suite of synchronized assets. We're talking an expert page, a blog, podcast appearances, newsletters, the whole nine yards. It's a complete support system designed to amplify your voice and establish you as a leader in your space. The value proposition here is just so incredibly powerful. This model frees you up to focus on what you do best, your clients, and your intellectual leadership. Meanwhile, a professional team is handling the execution, the outreach, the quality control, making sure your message is polished, consistent, and hitting the mark every single time. So, as we start to wrap this up, let's really hammer home the central idea of this entire explainer. Positioning is not a marketing accessory. It's not some fluffy add-on. It is the fundamental, strategic infrastructure for your credibility as an expert. It's the foundation of everything else. And I'll leave you with this one last thought to chew on. In a future where AI can spit out information instantly, the real value, that's going to come from human experts who can curate, interpret, and communicate meaning. Your strategic position, that's exactly how you're going to do it. It's how you'll provide clarity in an age of ever-increasing complexity.